Well, we had a great time. We're going to laugh a little, maybe cry a little. It's going to all be good. I'm going to try not to get too emotional. But it was, I really had a lot of fun. And it wasn't about going there to have fun. It was going about there to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We've got some really neat special things for you planned here. But I'm going to ask Zachariah and Haley to come up. But before Zachariah comes up, I have to explain his shirt. If you haven't noticed, he's wearing a work shirt. And I had one on, too. You'll see in the pictures as we watch the video. And you'll see the name tag says Talisha. I think that's funny. I think you guys should think it's funny, too. And so at this missions place where we went to Arkansas, they would have these shirts that you could buy, these work shirts that you could buy, that they would kind of recycle from mechanics and from workers and stuff. And so I had one. My name was Jim. Ryan Kleinjohn was Maverick. Sherry, what was yours? Mike. She was Mike. He was Talisha, and Samuel was Metdi, yes. And so we all had different names for the week, and it was a great time. But I'm going to ask Zachariah to come up and talk, and I'm going to lower this screen so we can watch our video after him and Haley have finished sharing.
All right. Speech class 101. All right. The definition of selflessness is devotion to another's welfare and not your own. This was one of our main focuses for the trip down to Arkansas. God calls us also to be selfless in Matthew 20, 26 to 28. And if you will, turn there with me. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We had the blessing of being able to do this down in Arkansas to a family in need, by cleaning up the yard, redoing a gazebo, and cleaning up around the house. But not only were we serving, we were reflecting the love of Jesus to an unsaved family. I would encourage all of you to reflect Jesus' love and to be selfless, not only when you are around friends and family, but to everyone, in order to be a walking, talking billboard for Jesus Christ.
All right, so we had a lot of fun when we were down there, and we got to know a lot about each other. And it was a lot of fun, except for hanging around with my mom for 8 days. It was kind of a struggle, but got through it. But no, it was a lot of fun getting to know everyone. And we stayed with a bunch of other groups from Texas and Mississippi and Illinois. So that was a lot of fun getting to know them too. Let's see. Yeah. We worked every day from 9 to 3, and we helped a lot of people. We helped a church. We painted in their church and cleaned it up a little bit, I guess. And then we worked with another family and cleaned up their yard, like Zach said. And then we helped a blind guy cut down some of his trees and stuff. So that was pretty cool. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say.
It was fun to kind of see everybody working together. And at the end, I'm going to bring all those who participated. And we're going to pray for them and just what God has for them in their lives. But as we went out and we did this. Before, I'm going to do one more thing here before we watch the video, if that's okay. Can I get the lights? I'm getting older. I need the lights now. This is a card that was sent by the team. I have two cards to read. One was from the gal who was our team leader. Her name was Sybil. She was from South Carolina, y'all. And so in her card there's a lot of y'alls and things like that, so I'm going to do the best I can to read that well without sounding like a fool. But before I start, I would like to just read the card that the team sent us, and they sent it actually to the church. And so this is to you, Congregation of Calvary Free. Dear Calvary Free family, Team Effort wants to thank you for sending your youth to serve on a missions trip in Eureka Springs, Arkansas last week. They represented your church well as they cleaned out the carport and yard of Mr. and Mrs. Jackie, or Mr. Don and Mrs. Jackie. They also cleaned out their pool. You'll see that in the pictures, and did some landscaping and some yard work. They also roofed a gazebo. You can be proud of their accomplishments. We know many lives in Green Forest. That was the town that we were working in. Many lives in Green Forest community were changed by their actions and their words. It was also amazing to see your youth put their faith into action. Because of their faith, or because of their works, lives were changed both in people that we worked with and the participants in our own group. The team effort staff thanks you much for supporting your youth and your youth group on this summer missions trip. We enjoyed serving alongside of them. God bless you and everything your church continues to do for the kingdom of God. So you can see the massive difference before and after. Hopefully the car port was just riddled with stuff and there was clutter all over it. There were weeds all along the fence and they cleared all of that out. They cleaned out the entire pool and they found some interesting science experiments and other things in the pool. And they cleaned the pool out, the gazebo. It was just great. It was just really, really fun. And so I'm going to ask everyone who went to the mission trip to come forward, please, and come on up front here. And as I do that, I'm going to read what Sybil wrote to you guys and also to the church. If you didn't notice, the curly-haired blonde, that was Sybil. This was her first time ever doing this, and we were her first group. You can be proud of everybody because we accomplished in 1 week what they planned out for two. And so she's like, I don't know what we're going to do. We got everything done. So we actually were able to finish everything we started. So this is from Sybil, y'all. Ready? Dear Calvary Free Lutheran, it was an awesome privilege getting to know you and serve alongside of y'all this last week. I am so glad that you came to Eureka Springs, Arkansas to serve this summer together. You worked so hard cleaning up Jackie and Don's carport, roofing their gazebo, and cleaning out their pool and completely transforming their yard. You made their yard look absolutely incredible, and y'all should be very proud of yourselves and that you and what you have accomplished for Mrs. Jackie and Mr. Don. This week was more than just serving, but making a difference in the lives of Jackie and Don. As you return home, please continue to remember and pray for those who served this summer. Y'all made such an impact on my life as well this summer. Y'all were so awesome and so sweet. I can just hear her voice saying this too. Y'all were so awesome. Y'all so sweet. Sorry. To let me be a part of your group this week, especially letting me make s'mores with y'all and enjoying your campfire and your trip to Sonic and McDonald's. Man, I don't ever want to see McDonald's for the next 6 months, boy. It was fun, though. The team effort staff and I thank you so much for giving up a week of your summer to serve and make a difference in the lives of others. I love y'all and hope to stay in touch. This is to the youth group. Y'all are legit. That was her saying. She's a young gal, and you know they come up with these little phrases and stuff. But y'all are legit, and I echo that. The scripture she left on the back was Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord. I was going to try not to do this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities and against the cosmic powers over this present darkness and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm in faith. I'm so proud of you guys. It was such a privilege, and I need to thank you guys as a congregation too, that you give me the opportunity to spend time with them. I love it. I missed them. I did. This week I woke up like, where's Ryan? Where's, you know? I'm sorry. Anyway, Please give these guys a great round of applause. I also want to thank Sherry, Ryan, and Kendra for going. I couldn't have done it without them. We couldn't have done it without them. They were incredible. And so I just would like to close and pray for these precious young people, and we'll continue with our service. Lord, I thank you for every single person up here and the impact that they made, sharing the love of Christ. Lord, we did have a lot of fun. Lord, but there were some difficult things that we had to overcome too. And through your mercy, grace, and compassion, we did that. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just continue to not only knit this youth together in a way that only you can, you would continue to knit our congregation together in a way that only you can. Lord, as we partner in serving these people down in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, specifically Green Forest, Lord, I pray that the seeds that were sown in Don and Jackie's life would flourish on fertile soil. They did hear the word of God. They were present during our devotion times in the morning. We prayed for them, and I pray, Lord, that you would just continue to work in their hearts. Lord, I also thank you again for these youth, and I pray the same thing that Sybil shared. Lord, that you would just keep them from all evil, and that you would just truly reveal yourself to them in a very true and personal way. Lord, thank you for the privilege of serving for you and for your name and for the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you, and I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Well, if you have your Bible, James. We journeyed through the book of James recently, not too long ago. We're going to just take another visit. We're going to take another stroll in the book of James in chapter 2. And if you have your Bible, turn to chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, reading in Christ's name. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things they need for the body, what good is that? So faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Pray with me, please. Lord, I thank you for this healthy tension in Scripture. I pray, Lord, that we would open our minds and our hearts for what you have for us here today. I thank you for the great privilege it was to serve alongside our youth and to get to know them better and to be their pastor. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just continue to bless not only our relationship as youth, as I prayed earlier, but also that you would just be working in the hearts and minds of every single person under the sound of my voice. May you be glorified and may you be lifted up in Christ's name. Amen. The interesting thing about this particular verse, if you remember, that James, the book of James, relies more heavily on the direct teachings of Jesus Christ than any other book in the Bible. And so as we hear the words of James, I just hear in the distance this echo of the words of Christ. And I just really appreciate what Haley and Zechariah shared, and the scripture that Zechariah shared was one that was on my heart. You know, but if you think about what it is to be a follower of Christ, and I was talking to Mike Barker a little bit, and when he was up here preaching, and kind of what he shared and his experience with that, he said that, Brian, you said something to me the other week that really struck me. And I heard it from someone else. The person I actually heard it from was a guy named Dr. Stuart Briscoe. And what he said was this. He says, when Jesus calls disciples, he doesn't just give them one command. When Jesus calls disciples, he actually gives you two commands. He says, come, comma, follow me. And so as we think about what it is to come in Christ Jesus, John chapter 1, verse 12 is a wonderful testimony of that. And if you want to turn with me there, you can. I'd like to read it for you. John chapter 1, verse 12, as John is proclaiming the greatness of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the living Word. But in 1 John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but to all who did receive him, who all did receive Christ, who believed in his name, He gave the right to become children of God. And so that's the coming part. To believe and receive in the person and work of Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. So that's the come part. Come. Come and see, I think is what Mike said. The second part is to follow me. This one's a little bit more difficult, and I think when people begin to realize what's involved with what it is to follow Christ, many people kind of push away and say, I didn't sign up for that. That's not what I signed up for. The Bible has this healthy balance, is the word I would use. Some theologians use a healthy tension. And that tension is this, and it's the word good works. As you experience the transforming power of Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, as it's said in our congregational confession, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, and in chapter 2 of Ephesians, it's one of the greatest portions of Scripture that declare the efficacy or the all-powerfulness of God in saving someone. That chapter begins with, you were dead in your trespasses. What can a dead person do to save themselves? Absolutely nothing. And we quote verses 8 and 9 all the time. You are saved by grace through faith alone, not of any of your own works, so that no one would boast. But we forget verse 10. And we detach verse 10 from those two great verses. What does verse 10 say? We are His workmanship, His masterpiece, another translation says. Created for good works that He prepared before, ahead of time, beforehand. We are His workmanship. Those who are saved in Christ Jesus, you are His workmanship, His masterpiece, created for good works that He prepared beforehand. And so as Jesus invites all to come, those who are weary and heavy laden, He will give you rest. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And He loves us in a way that we can never, ever understand. But as we come, the transforming power of Jesus Christ for the salvation of souls, the natural outcome, the natural reaction from that salvation is to serve Him. Can that kind of faith save you, is what James asks. A lot of people want to come, but a lot of people don't want to follow. An author recently wrote a book, Are You a Fan or a Follower? I really appreciate that statement. And so I wrote in an article that's going to be coming out in July, kind of about what I'm sharing here today, what I'm talking about. And so I want you to ponder this question. And I think it's a question that's worthy of an answer. Are you a fan or are you a follower? Have you just come to Jesus and that's it? When Jesus asks us to follow Him, is your reaction to kind of pull away, say, I didn't really sign up for that. That's taken a little bit too far. I'm not up for that. That's fine. I like Jesus. I like coming to church, you know, once a week for an hour. That's okay. But I don't want any more than that. But Jesus says to His disciples with an outreached hand, with holes in those hands and holes in His feet and a hole in His side, and He holds His hand out to each one of you and says, come and then follow me. Pray with me. Lord, thank you. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your incredible patience with us. We are such a hard-hearted people sometimes. But you love us in a way we can never, ever understand. You love us in a way that we can never comprehend. The peace that you give us is astounding, incomprehensible, incomparable. Your majesty, your awesomeness, your glory is indescribable. And so, Lord, as we come to you, those who are weak and heavy laden, your promise is true that you will give rest to the weary and you will give comfort to the hurting. Yes, that's true. But that second part of that command, Follow me. Lord, empower us to do that. Help us to not just be Christians in name alone. Help us to not slight you and what you have done on the cross at Calvary in any way. Help us to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.